Awesome. Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3325. 3325, and Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway somewhere.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
In Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. Mike, it's my name. I'm so happy to be here. I ride a bike. What? No, I don't. I adjust things on my microphone. I'm singing this song so good. Would you like to own this show? All you gotta do is
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Name your price.
Let's see, this doesn't sound any better. Uh-oh.
Mike's.
I've broken it.
Daily.
I've broken the mic.
Podcast.
The microphone.
Yeah.
How about this? Does this sound any better? No.
That's the one. Oh, that's the one I see a lot of podcasters. They flip around their Yeti microphone and make it into like a little, like a real microphone that they talk into. They don't talk into the side, but that's, I think I go back to the other one, right? This is a little bit better.
Ah, yes.
It sounds so much better. I'm Mike, and it's FFF episode 3325. We're podcasting from Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, Mont, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. You can watch the video if you would like to. If you are so bored, you can go to mikesdailypodcast.com and click on the little thing that says watch the video here, and you can see all the amazing plants we have here at Cafe Anyway and this amazing setup that I have. So cool. Gym memberships. Why? I'm not really into gym memberships, and I guess it's noticeable. You know, if you look at me, you go, yeah, he pretty much doesn't go to a gym. But I would rather do some physical activity. I love walking. I love taking cool pictures, like the podcast picture today is of.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Well, if you would like to see me, mikesdailypodcast.com, see that podcast picture, because it's a picture from going to Half Moon Bay yesterday with my lovely lady friend. And we enjoyed the beautiful sun and the surf. And it was actually kind of chilly, but it was something like 90 degrees in Podcastro Valley. So we decided, hey, why not just go over to Half Moon Bay where we like to run to cool off. It was so nice. And we remembered how we used to take the late great Basil the Boxer there all the time. And he would run and chase the sandpipers. And the surf is really crazy these days, so there's a lot of foam. The ocean and Basil, oh, he loved this popular beach in Half Moon Bay. You can let your dogs off leash. I don't see any signs that say they have to be on leash. Hey, from someone who had to pay a $200 fine for having my dog off leash one time somewhere in San Leandro, and all these people on social media when I complained about it said, that's never happened to me. Well, it's happened. It happened to me. So I guess that's a weird comment. I don't, reading people's comments below whatever it is you post, is that really, does anyone really do that anymore? So annoying. But hey, if you'd like to comment below, there's probably somewhere wherever you're listening to this, a place you can. And I'm always happy to read
Take
it.
Off.
And say that.
You posers.
Oh, that's Geddy Lee. Oh, my. So they are touring. Yes, they are. Inglewood, I think they kicked off their tour, which is interesting because that is the first place I saw them ever. I've only seen them twice, and one of them was at the Forum in Inglewood, and then there was later on at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater, which is no longer there. But they did a tour. They kicked off their tour. They got a drummer, young lady, looks like. I don't know anything about her. And Amy Mann showed up to sing Time Stand Still. Oh, it was awesome. I saw some of that on YouTube and made one person on YouTube oh so happy with all the people that have clicked on it.
You're working in ballet or opera or, you know, things where it's like, hey, keep this thing alive, even though no one cares about this anymore.
And nobody, don't click on his videos or go see his movies because he's annoying. But the other guy that posted all the Rush stuff, you know, he can't make any money on it because it's not, he doesn't own the rights to the music. So, but it's just bragging rights. Hey, I've had millions of views on my videos. But I know a guy who has several hundreds of thousands of views on one of his videos because it was from a concert, but he didn't make any money off of it because it was from a concert. He doesn't own any of the content. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, Half Moon Bay is a beautiful spot if you can ever make it out there. Oh, and the ocean was so, oh, so creamy and smooth, like delicious whipped milk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Your foamy milk that they do for you. Like here at Cafe Anyway, we have a barista walking around. Oh, wait, that's me. I'll make you a drink if you would like some kind of, to get your day started or your day ended or whatever it is you're doing with your day. But okay, I successfully dodged talking about gym memberships. Something like 81 million American gym memberships have an average dues in the range of $45 to $60 a month. But here's the thing. We may not all go to the gym, but we seem to all be watching YouTube. YouTube subscriptions have big numbers. Speaking of YouTube, there are more than 125 million paid subscribers.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, they actually pay because they're sick of the commercials, even though you can block the commercials in some ways, I've heard. But on YouTube Music, YouTube Premium, YouTube Music is the thing, is the place you can listen to this podcast on. And it's a way of, if you have the YouTube Music app, you can listen to the podcast without having the app open. And that is, because otherwise YouTube, once the app closes, you cease to watch whatever it is.
You're fab. You're switched on. You're a bit of all right.
And since this is switched on to listening, because I've always been an audio podcast, that is not necessary. It won't switch off. It's a bit of all right. YouTube Music has almost 10 million subscribers and could accelerate up to 15 million subscribers by the end of this year. As we go outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Yes, welcome to Cafe Anyway. That will position YouTube to be the largest pay TV provider in the U.S. Another interesting YouTube fact is the two most popular movies recently were directed by YouTube creators that were under the age of 30. Gen Zers, no longer in film schools, independent festivals. They're no longer needing the independent festivals and talent agencies to find the next big director. Instead, they're on YouTube.
Mike's Daily Podcast, broadcasting from Cafe Anyway.
Thank you, Kit Carr. He wanted to stop by here outside of Cafe Anyway. A24's movie called Backrooms took in something, well, as of the beginning of this month, picked up about $82 million domestically in its opening, and worldwide $118 million. Then there's the movie called Backrooms. Oh, I just said that. I guess that's the movie I'm talking about. Okay, the movie Backrooms cost $10 million to produce, $10 million, and has pulled in $118 million worldwide as of the beginning of the month. It was directed by 20-year-old Kane Parsons, who built an audience through his viral YouTube horror series.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I guess a lot of people do have time for that. It was called Backrooms, so came from there. Name recognition, branding. Then there's Obsession. That's the other movie, directed by YouTube creator Curry Barker. That got about $27 million in the early part of this month and now surpassed $104 million domestically. Not quite as much as Backrooms. Oh, wait, no, more than Backrooms, because Backrooms is $82 million. So this is $104 million. And worldwide, it beats Backrooms by $30 million. So isn't that fascinating stuff? you know, all these young people like they are on NPR Young
Health,
People.
Which stands for Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffins was watching and is here to give us the highlights. Hey, Selena.
Hi, Rob.
Okay, so how did the hearings go today?
You know, there were some intense moments, which wasn't a big surprise, although I don't want to overstate it. They were, by and large, very friendly. They wanted to talk about, you know, certain policy issues. There was a lot of praise.
How old is she? 12? I'm just trying to guess by the voice.
NPR stands for Never Pro Republican, as far as I can tell. And lots of young people, yes, are reporters on that. And lots of young people, I guess, are having successful movies because they got started on YouTube. Oh, by the way, Obsession was made for less than $1 million. As of the beginning of this month, pulled in $148 million worldwide. So that is a new...
Darn tootin'
way. It's kind of like what happened about 15 years ago when the movie... I'm sorry, it's not a movie, it's a song. When the music... I don't think it was in a movie. Maybe it was in a movie later, but it got popular because of YouTube. The song Call Me Maybe. Carly Rae Jepsen, that got popular because of the video that played on YouTube. And then that Gautier song, that got popular because of the music video. And then that music video for Fun, We Are Young, that all got popular on YouTube first and then got popular later on the radio. It's got huge, as they say. You know what else is huge is, well, because of this war with Iran, the cost of gas. And apparently Costco's gas stations are seeing soaring demand. Soaring. Sounded a little Canadian there. Take off, you hosers. As drivers are seeking cheaper fuel. The gas at Costco is about 30 cents cheaper per gallon than traditional stations. And
someone's going to get fired.
Well, if they don't have gas at Costco, maybe. But that is what brings in a lot of people to Costco, along with their $1.50 hot dogs and their $4.99 rotisserie chickens. Not $5, but $4.99. Of course, Sam's Club does, I think, $1.38 for the hot dogs, because they got they use the number 38 a lot. And I think that the rotisserie chicken is $4.88 or something. Costco opened their first gas station, 31 years ago. And they now have 747 locations worldwide.
I caught you a delicious bass.
I don't know if you can get a delicious bass at Costco. But people, you know, they need that gas to travel, you know, don't you know? I'm sorry. Especially if they want to check out Route 66 and its centennial anniversary. Americans, yes, turning 100 years old this year, having their big birthday bash on what they call the Mother Road. Americans have splashed out nearly $60 billion on fuel since this war against Iran. That comes out to about $450 per U.S. household. The extra costs have already eaten up the boost in this year's average tax refund. Remember that?
I'm really busy right now.
People were busy counting all the money they got from the big, beautiful bill. Federal income tax refunds averaged around $380 per household. So this extra prices with the, because of the war, $450. Then there's the diesel cost and an implied jet fuel cost in those higher airline fees. My lovely lady friend recently bought tickets because she needs to go to New York. And ooh, wow, it wasn't as bad. She looked at the prices originally around $700. This was about a month ago she was looking. She saw them as low as about $200 cheaper.
What in the world was that about?
When she was looking online recently. Unless the war ends, financially pressed consumers will turn more cautious. That threatens that we have a soft economy, says Rob Black, who does financial news and I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays in the 5 p.m. hour and on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. So he said
you can expect headwinds from higher inflation that will weigh on spending growth for the rest of the year. So that is exciting. Oh, but did you know in the Bay Area, what is considered low income?
All right, we made it through.
Well, maybe you didn't. Maybe you did. With the San Francisco low income, if you are in San Francisco, perhaps you made it through. If you are above this number, $109,700, that is low income in San Francisco. That's the threshold the San Francisco Housing Authority considers low income for a single person. That is under the HUD housing guidelines for housing assistance. I have never liked HUD. I had to deal with HUD because when my mom passed away, she had a reverse mortgage on the house and I had to call HUD and I couldn't get through. I had to hire a real estate agent to help me with this whole thing. HUD. It sounds like a scary B movie that was made on a low budget, not as bad as the scary low budget movies that I was talking about earlier by YouTubers. But no, it's not, that was, maybe I'm thinking of Chud. But see, for housing assistance, that's their guidelines. Oh, I guess it's coming from the 80% of area median income or AMI threshold for a one-person household in San Francisco. In neighboring Marin County, that is even more at $117,700. Yeah, about $9,000 more. Wow. Okay. So I do this podcast. I'm at FF episode 3,325. I've done a lot of podcasts. I've been doing it since late 2008. But a lot of people, they don't stick with it, especially the young people, because they're so easily distracted. I know I was. And heck, a lot of people my age, up in their 50s and whatnot, get easily distracted by life and so on and so forth. And then you get demoralized. You grow sour on podcasting when you run into technical difficulties like I often do. You just got to roll with it. But a lot of people, they're dropping out of the whole podcasting thing.
The Wall Street Journal had a piece about the veteran podcasters hanging up their headphones. Podcasts can run forever, but some hosts are bowing out or changing direction as celebrities and YouTube dominate the industry.
As far as I know, 20 years ago, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Celebrities, comedians, YouTube.
Yeah. It's all these duos like, oh, well, we're hanging up. Oh, we're not going to do it anymore. We've been doing it for 7 years. Years, you're going to do something else. And they blame it on YouTube. But that's not the problem. All of these podcasts that they mention are all guest-driven.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they're noticing is that when people have a choice to go on different podcasts, yeah, they can only do so many.
Yeah.
And so if you base your podcast on your guest, which can make for a very successful podcast, depending on your guest. And you get the Kelsey brothers or, you know, anything. But the Kelsey brothers, like, oh, I already did 8 podcasts this month. I'm done. It's okay. And that's why they're hanging up their headphones.
Ah.
So we're just going to keep on trucking, baby.
That's
right. No one can stop this train.
We felt that guests, the whole idea of using them was a hindrance. And we both had a laundry list of reasons for that.
Yes. And
they don't show up.
They don't.
They're dull.
Case in point, I've been on Rogan 6 times. There's got to be a deficit of guests.
You've been on 6 times?
6 times, yeah.
There's a deficit of guests.
That is Adam Curry from MTV way back in the day. And supposedly he started podcasting. He started a lot of the infrastructure that would allow people like me to do podcasting. Then years later, when I started in 2009, I think he started back in the 90s. So he, and that's John C. Dvorak, who is all writing about the early days of tech, and they're both really funny guys, and they do this a lot. They hit bells. But they bring up a good point that a lot of people do hang it up. They hang up their headphones. They quit so early on. when they could just keep going on and being on the podcast. Like, this person has been on this podcast for a long time.
Hello, Macbeth. He's a killing shoehorn to get job supervisor. I don't even know what a podcast is. What am I on?
You're on a podcast?
Macbeth, you were talking about Costco. Costco is great and everything, but they don't have snow globe.
Shelly Shoehart and her exploding snow globes. Yes, and you have your amazing exploding snow globes. The best time to shop at Costco, apparently, is midweek, Tuesday to Thursday. Ah, I've been doing it right. Occasionally, I've gone on a Monday and have found hardly anybody there. But I go to the special Costco that no one goes to, the one in Newark. Not Newark, New Jersey, but the one in Newark in the Bay Area next to Fremont. Fremont used to have, well, it still has a Costco, and it that's the one I used to go to, and it is so packed. And you can't get around anyone because everybody brings their families and their family's family, multiples of the peoples. And you just can't get around them. So I'm always glad that now Mowry, the one off of, well, it's near Mowry, the one in the land of Newark is starting to get more busy. But if you arrive early for the freshest foods, you will also get the best deals and markdowns that may sell out by noon. And you can use Costco's satisfaction policy for returns or price adjustments if needed. I once got some flour from there that had little bugs in it, and they let me return it. I also got some rice one time from there that had bugs in it, and they let me return it. The thing you got to watch out for is if you buy onions at Costco. For one thing, you probably don't have anyone else in your house because you've driven them away because you buy onions from Costco and you buy onions in general, and not everyone's a fan of onions, even though some people, when they sweat, they smell like onions. Is that odd? I had a friend once say to me, she's a fellow podcaster, young lady, she said, I don't get it. When I sweat, I smell like onions. I don't even like onions. It's a weird thing. And that's another explanation for another day. Also a good idea, it says here from eatingwell.com, is shop when it's raining. Try shopping midweek, go first thing in the morning, head in right before closing time. What? Most people shopping at this time are only there to get what they need, with responsibilities like getting home to make dinner and take care of kids and pets taking priority. Shoppers don't typically have time to dilly-dally at this time. Go at dinner time, maybe, it says. One of the insiders said, my store doesn't have much of a dinner rush. It's my favorite time to go. Another shared that they preferred weeknights in general because it's empty, but that might not be the case for every location. Oh, but you want to watch out. If you do, from experience, if you do show up at a Costco after 6, you may or may not get a rotisserie chicken. I have come in after 6 and they were all out. So I don't know if that's just a normal thing. Sometimes there was when there was a big chicken shortage, when there was some kind of a avian flu happening or whatnot, then that would happen. But it's also happened where they misjudge the crowds, the rush, the late night rush, late night, they close at what, 8:30 or something? Or 8. So if you come in at 7, they may not have rotisserie chickens, is what I've noticed. If there's one thing about Costco people love, it's the free samples. It's the perfect way to taste test and then get stuck in a huge line. You can't get around them even if you don't want to try the food because they back it up all the way into the aisle. That's annoying. A variety of samples are offered every day of the week. If you play your cards right, you can even get a mini meal walking around the warehouse. If you like to be first or last out of the store, first in or last out, you won't be able to graze your way through the grocery haul. Early in the day or shortly before closing, sample stations are usually set up or taken down. Aside from these small windows of time, you should be able to get your free meal. You cheapskate. Let's see. If you're wavering about a product, several insiders advise just to buy it. One of the staff members even said that if you take the gosh, you know, that's just another ploy to make us buy more stuff. One of the staff members even said that if you take the time to go home and think about it, even if just for a couple of hours, it might be gone by the time you go back. And if you purchase it and change your mind, Costco does have its 100% satisfaction policy, so you can always return it. And they offer price adjustments for price changes made within 30 days prior. So if you're getting a better post-purchase price in store, take it to the membership services desk and they will refund you the difference. If you're not buying alcohol, it's prohibited by law to use the self-checkout when purchasing alcohol. Just so you know, I never buy alcohol. I used to buy, I will admit, shortly after my separation, I was consuming quite a bit of beer that I would buy from Costco. I have stopped that. I don't buy any alcohol from Costco. I haven't done it for years now. And I don't buy general. I maybe have a beer once a month, once every other month. And it's got to be a great occasion with other people at a nice place that we want to support in Podcastro Valley. But yeah, I don't buy. I know some people. That can be a slippery slope, buying alcohol at Costco, because it is so much cheaper the way they sell it. And it, let's just say, it can promote bad habits. But that is up with you and your health expert to discuss. So but what we have to discuss one more thing with this person.
Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the Floorman.
And this is John Deere, the engineer, Mike. That's all been helpful stuff. And yeah, we try to keep away from the alcohol, and because it turns to sugar there.
Wow. I want to hear a whole audiobook with that guy, John Deere, the engineer. What do you think about all that? Here is the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening to this show that is simply called Mike's Daily Podcast. That's the name of it. It's kind of a long name, so it's not very simple, but I'm simply putting it there, and there it is. I put it.
Thanks again. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye!